Uvinovi Mashen came by the Aftaru when you send the Nevi'im, then Shloisha. You're allowed to say three psukim at a time to the interpreter and he'll repeat it over again. Because by the Novi we're not that much, but we don't care that much, you should understand every single word. As we take more care about the Torah than the Novi. Let's say you're reading the Aftaru, and the three psukim you want to read, each pasuk is a different inyan by itself. Each pasuk is like a different parasha. Then the halacha is kara nechad echad. Even by the Novi, then, you should not read all three psukim at one time to the interpreter and let it interpret it, but rather do one pasuk at a time. The Gemara will explain what's the case that three psukim are like our three different parashas. Medalgin bin Novi, then medalgin b'Torah. Medalgin means you skip around. Like a lot of Torahs we have one capital here, and another capital someplace else, you let us skip around by the Novi for the Torah. But v'yein medalgin b'Torah. When you have Kriyas HaTorah, you never skip around from one portion to another portion. We always reach straight from the Sefer Torah. V'yad kamahu medalik, and when you do skip, partially means by the Novi, how far away can you skip when you want to say the Torah from one Novi to another Novi? Ad kidei shelo yifsoi kamaturgman. Like we said, you say over three psukim to the maturgman, to the interpreter. While he's interpreting those three psukim, you have the right to turn around the Novi from one place to another place to get a new place where you want to say the Torah from. But if it takes you longer than that, then you're not supposed to skip even in the Novi from one place to another place. Tomorrow says, Hani gimel psukim kenegan mi. That's how we say when you have an aliyah by the Sefer Torah, you have to at least read three psukim. How come at least three psukim? Is amaravasi kenege Torah neviyah muksuvim. Such an Indian, we want him rumiz in the Torah Shavikzav, the Torah neviyah muksuvim. That's why you have to have at least three psukim. Then the Mishnah says, lo yikro lemeturgman yoisimi posuk echad. That by the Kriyas HaTorah, they used to have a minig that they would say the psukim one by one, and then the interpreter would interpret it in the language to the people. So you shouldn't say more than one posuk at a time and wait till he interprets it. Uve Novi, Mashen came by the Aftorah, when you send the Novi, gimel psukim. Then you're allowed to say over three psukim at a time, and he interprets all three psukim. V'yemhoyo shloshton sholosh pashois. Let's say you have three psukim in the Novi. We'll soon see in Kapitel Yishayo. But each posik is like a new pasha by itself. Then the loch is kere echod echod. Even by a Novi, you have to read one posik at a time and let the miturgimim, the interpreter, interpret it. And then say the next posik, he interprets it. Then the third posik. But here you can't do all three psukim at one time. So Mara says, going with a case like this, that you have three psukim one after another, that each posik is like a new pasha by itself. There's a pasuk in Yishayo, Kefitel Nun Beis, that one pasuk says, Ki choyomar Hashem chinam nimkartim. I sold them for free. Next pasuk is, Ki choyomar Hashem olakim mitzrayim yorad ami barishoyna. Another pasuk talks about something else. And the third pasuk, V'yato mali ponyum Hashem. See, there are three psukim, one after another, that talk about three different inyonim, three different things. Therefore, each posik, you have to say by itself to the maturgmim. He interprets it, explains it, and then you read in the next posik. That we say you can read by a novi three psukim at a time, that's only if it's the same thing, the same inyon, he can say three psukim at a time. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, medalgin b'novi v'yei medalgin b'Torah. When we read the Torah, the novi, you're allowed to skip around one capital here, another capital someplace else, even though you have to roll up the Novi, you're allowed to do that. Mashiach can buy the Torah, no. So Morris says, Ramin will have a kasher on this. We have a locha that Kaira, the Gemara in Yuma, we learned, that on Yom Kippur, where did the Kohen Gadol read the Sefer Torah? He read two pashas on Yom Kippur. He read one pasha from Achrei Mois, in Vayikra Tezayin, and then he read in Vayikra Chav Gimel, V'yach Be'esol HaChodesh. So he read two different parshas about Yom Kippur, but he had to roll the Sefer Torah up, because one was in Vayikra Tzadayim, and one is in Vayikra Chav Gimel. For the Gemara Bo'ko Medalik, you see, even by the Kriyas of the Sefer Torah also, you're allowed to skip around to move the Sefer Torah to find a new place. So Gemara says, Amar Abaya Lekasha, tell you there's no stira, our Mishnah, to this halacha. Kan bichtesh yifsa katurgumin, kan bichtesh la yifsa katurgumin. is after by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is able to read from two different parshiyos. That's because it was very close to one another, and it doesn't take that long to turn from this place to that place. So while the Meturgim is saying over even the one pasuk, by the Torah we say one pasuk at a time, he has to interpret it, but while he's interpreting that one pasuk he's saying, he could turn to the next place. And our Mishnah that says, you're not allowed to skip around, that means you can't get to that place, b'chdei, the Meturgim is doing his job. For the Gemara, is that true? For the Gemara, for Lo Ketani, on this din Guf, our Mishnah says, Medalgim Benovi, V'yein Medalgim Atayra. No, the Mishnah says clearly that you're allowed to skip around by the Novi, but not by the Torah. Now, even by the Novi, by the Atayra, that you're allowed to skip around, V'yad Kamuhu Medalgim, the Mishnah says clearly, until how far can you skip around? So the Mishnah says, Ad Kedei Shalayiv Sakat Turgman. You can only skip around, and fast enough, by the time the Turgman, the interpreter, finishes his three psukim. Michlal, so here it's a rai, it's a proof that the Torah, klalo klalei, that when you're reading from the Sefer Torah, then you can't skip around, even though you'll get there before the Turgman finishes his pasuk. Because it says clearly, even by the Novi that you're allowed to skip around, you have to do it fast enough that the Turgman didn't finish his pasuk yet. And of that, the Mishnah says, Avol ein medalglim b'Torah. Mashma, even if you'll get to the new place before the Turgman finishes interpreting his one pasuk, still you can't skip around. So therefore, as a stira, our Mishnah said you can't skip it all by the Sefer Torah, and thereby Yuma, the Loch Riz, the Kohen Gadol, was allowed to read two different pashtas on Yom Kippur, and he had to skip from one place to another place. So Gemara answers like this. Elohim Rabbaya, Abaya answers like this. Leka Shateh, there's no stira. Kan bin yin echad, kan bishtei in yonis. That's what the Mishnah says by the Torah. You can't skip around from one place to another place. That's only if it's talking about two different things. And the story is that by the Torah you have to listen carefully, and people can't listen so carefully if they're in the middle of one thing, all of a sudden you skip to something else. They won't be interested, they won't catch their mind on the second subject. Mashaykin, if both things are talking about the same thing, like here on Yom Kippur, both pashas of the Yikra Tez Zayin and the Yikra Chav Gimla are both talking about the Inyonim of Yom Kippur, so that's one Indian, then you are allowed to skip around in the Sefer Torah, but providing again that you get to that place before the Meturgimin finishes his pasuk. For your Tanya, I bring you proof like this, that this is a proof, that Midlocher is Midalgalin by Torah, you are allowed to skip around by the Kriyas HaTorah, Binyan Echot. As long as both parashas you want to read talk about the same thing, then the person that's listening doesn't get so upset, like it's not so hard for him to concentrate. Over Novi, Mashenka, when you're reading from the Haftarah, then we say Bishnei and Yonim. By the Haftarah, it only damages concentration, so therefore, even two different in Yonim, you're allowed to skip around. And Kan Vakan, both places, even by the Novi that you're allowed to skip, is only Bechtesh Layivsa Katurgun. It's only that you get to the second place before the Meturgman, the interpreter, gets finished with his three psukim. Says Araya, that this is a Teretz, why Yom Kippur is better. And Rashi says, Binyan Echad, if it's one subject, then Sheshneya Medabrin V'Dover Echad. They're both talking about one thing. V'yein Kan Tiref Adas, you're not mixing up the listener's mind. Hilkach, Kiloy Maaseh Turgman Medalek. If you'll finish to get to the new place before the interpreter finishes, it's okay. Sherei Shneim Binyan Yom Kippur. Both parashiyos are talking about Yom Kippur. Umasnisin Diktoni Klau Loi, that's what our Mishnah says, no, by the Torah. You can't skip around at all. That's talking about Bishnein Yonim, two different subjects. Kegoyin Mipashas Negoyim Lepashas Zovin. If you want to read a little bit of Pashas Negoyim, and then skip to Pashas Zovin, even though you get there before the Meturgman finishes his Pasuk, still it's no good. Because there'll be Tirifadas, people can't concentrate on two different things. For Tanya Rashi says, Benachusa, we bring a proof to this, that's the way it is. Fighter, Tanya Yidach runs another price like this. Ein medalgen benovi, lenovi. You're not allowed to skip around from one novi to another novi. Or only in the same novi you're allowed to, but not from one to another. Shashi sheish kan tirif yoistimidai. If you want to skip mamash from Yishayo to Yimiyo, that's too far away, that's too much tirif adas. Mashenkin of a Novi, Shoshne Moser, by Treyosar, then Madalag, you're allowed to skip from one Novi to another Novi. Since they're all very small, there's no Tirifadas there. Ubavad, Shalayidlag, Misaifa Seifat Chlosai. You shouldn't skip, though, from the Rashi Lamafrei, you shouldn't go from the end to the beginning. That's not right. You go from the end to the beginning, that you shouldn't do. But as long as you're not going from the end to the beginning, then you're allowed to entreyos or skip from one Novi to another Novi. Right. Ha-maftir b'novi. Whoever gets maftir, and or really is the one who's reading the Haftarah, who poris al-shema? We let him also, like, get Davin to be poris al-shema. Before we had the thinking of poris al-shema, poris means lashon of hef. He's saying here for the Brichas Krishma, before Rashi learned the Pshat was, when you have 10 people that daven privately, they didn't daven b'minyan, and now they come together, they want to say Baruch Hu, so you have one person get up and say Baruch Hu, and say the first Bruch of Krishma. That's called Peres HaShema. He says the first Bruch of Krishma. So, the same person that said the Maftir, we let him be Peres HaShema. When they are davening b'minyan, he's supposed to be the Shliach Tzibur. We give him this covenant that he can be the Shliach Tzibur. The Gemara will explain why. Rashi says, Amaftir b'novi means, Misha rogil ahaftir b'novi. The one that's rogil, the one they always give the Haftarah, Tiknu chachomim, Shiyei Peres HaShema, he's the one to be Peres, to say Shema. To say Baruch, and then say the first Pasuk, the first Baruch of Krishma. And the Wavel of Ne'ateva, Loitzi Asatiba b'kedusha Shema Tefillah. When they're davening Shemone Esrei together, like, he says the Shemone Esrei over, in order that they say Kedusha. Why? We'll see later. Weiter, Vu Neisse Yaskapov. He's also the one that's Duchin. So, of course, a little bit kasha, what do you mean he's the one to Duchin? Like the Chura, every Kohen goes to Duchin. So, question, what's the Chiddush that he could Duchin? Right, we'll see. Different Mephoshim. Some say it's talking about a case that you have 10 people in the shul and all are kahanim. Then the halacha is that only if you do duchen, if you don't, when you have shalas that some should and some should not, we make sure that he's the one that does duchen. Who has the fnei teva? Yeah. Who nice says kapov? Right. The b'imaya katin. Let's say he was a katin, the one that had maftir, the one that had the afterom, is aviv or rabbi over in ayodi. That his Rebbe or his father, they take all of him, they should be the Shliach Tzibur. Whereas the Kotin is not allowed to do it. The Rashi says, L'ifi shubo lohitzi rabin, yidei chavosin, since by being a Shliach Tzibur, you want to send a Shemon Esrei to be moitzi the rabin, that we can't let a Kotin do. V'chivon sheinu mechuyi bedover, the Kotin is not mechuyi midiraisin the tzvilah, is a moitzi achem yidei chavosin. He can't daven for other people, he can't be a Shliach Tzibur. So with the Kotin, got maftir, got haftarah, we let his father or his Rebbe, Davin, be the Bir Shliach Tzibur for Musaf. Weiter, Kotin Kerev HaTorah. A Kotin is allowed to read the Torah. Or Metargmim, he could also be the interpreter also. Avol Eino Peres HaShema. Mashenkein, to be a Shliach Tzibur like, to be Moitzi the Rav and to say Baruch, to be Moitzi everybody, that a Kotin can't do. The same thing, a Kotin cannot go to be a Shliach Tzibur. He can't be Moitzi the Rabbim. That's the means that a Kotin is Kerem HaTorah. The Chur means that there is a Baal Kerem there reading to be Moitzi the Rabbim. They just want to give him an Aliyah. Like we had the Gemara before, that Akol Olin LaTorah, Afilu a Kotin. Mikra Adin, a Kotin is allowed to get one of the seven Aliyahs. Our minig is, though, that we don't give a Kotin an Aliyah. It's not covered HaTorah, we don't give a Kotin Aliyah, only to Maftir we give a Kotin. But for the seven Aliyahs, we don't give a Kotin. Yeah. But Mikur Adin, though, is any level of Ne'atayvah, a Kotin cannot be the Shliach Tzibur. V'yenanoyseth Kapov, who Adin if you have a Kohen, but he's a Kotin, he's not supposed to go Duchen. It's not covered HaTzibur to have a Kotin Duchenin. Rashi says, v'yenanoyseth Kapov, in Kohen who? Shein Kovit shel Tzibur liyas kfufim libechosei. It's not nice that the tzibur has to come on to a Kotin's bracha. Therefore, we do not let a young Kohen duchen. This providing they have gedolim. In a case where there's no other Kohen to duchen, only a Kotin, then it's a shala what to do. Right? Poicheach, What about a person that's a pachayach? So Rashi says, Meforish kol shekrov nirun orim, that a person has his clothing are ripped, and his mamish looks like he's not wearing clothing. So what do you do with such a person? Is peris eshma, he is allowed to be peris eshma, or metagrim. He could be metagrim also. Avolein akar v'atera. But again, ali akar v'atera, that's not nice, because there he's not covered at tzibur. So Rashi says, peris eshma, to amuchuy v'brocha. He's allowed to say the bracha, like his erver mastam is covered up. He's not over the lab of the, when your erver is not covered, you're not allowed to say brachas. Here his erver was covered. It's just that he had holes in his shirt. You can see through. So it's not covered, but to peres al shmatz mutter, who has to be metagrim also. Just to read the sefer Torah, it's not covered at tzibur, such a person to read from the Torah. The Rashi ablein akar b'Torah, mishum covered Torah, not at tzibur, it's covered at Torah it is. The chelif ne'a teva, the chelif ne'a siyas kapayim, g'nayim l'tzibur. It's a g'nayim for tzibur, such a person to do these things. That's his right to be an oivlof ne'a teva. He can't go to be the shliach tzibur. A shliach tzibur is the whole tzibur sending him up to daven for them, so such a person cannot be a shliach tzibur. We in a nice as kapa, we with the kain also, we cannot duchen. A person that's not dressed well, has rips in his clothing, he should not go to duchen. Suma, what about a blind person? Peres eshma. He's allowed to say baruch, we can be mitzvah to the rabbin, he could say baruch, he could be peres eshma. Or metagim, he could also be metagim, he can interpret the Torah. We have Yehudu Weiner. Somebody that was born blind, that he never saw light in his life, and a peres eshma. He's not allowed to say the bracha, the first bracha of Kriyas Shema. Because the first bracha was Yetzer Or, that Hashem created light. He can't make this bracha that Hashem created light, since he never saw light in his life. That's the Yehudu Shita. Allah will hold like him, but the Yehudu Shita is that a suma cannot make this bracha of Yetzer Or. Samara says, my time. What's the reason why the beginning of the Mishnah said that Amaftir, the one that reads the Torah, we let him be Peres al Shema, and he's the one to be the Shliach Tzibur? Like usually today, we let the one that got Maftir, Davin Musaf. Why? We have Papa Ma Mishum Kovit. Thinking of giving him Kovit, giving him back respect. Rava Bar Sima Omar Mishum Diyosil and Suyei. If not, there'll be fights. If there are fights, who should go Davin? So no, there shouldn't be fights. We have a minig like the one that got master is the one to go daven. So Rashi says like this, Mishum Kovid means Lahav Lufnei Ateva. We give him this respect that he could go be the Shliach Tzibur. Why? Hoyol Umamtzi Atzma L'Dobar Sheina Kvoidoi. Since he let himself read the Haftarah. In other words, really to get master to read the Haftarah was no big Kovid. Not the way they do this man is there. Today they make a big Kovid out of it to get master. But really master is the least Aliyah of all seven Aliyahs. It's not even an Aliyah, it's not one of the Sheva Kriyim. It's not even a Chiv. It's only as afterwards they read over again, and they let you read the Novi, which is not as respectful as the Torah itself. So really the one that got master and got that Torah is not such a respectful Aliyah. Now, since the person let himself take such an Aliyah, therefore Chazal wants to give him back respect. And therefore they gave him respect by saying, we'll make up for you, like as if to say, we're going to let you daven Musaf now. You let yourself take something that's not such respectful. Is tikno loy zubov l'kovid. They're in the second to give you back that you could daven musaf to give you some respect. Just the opposite of the way they do today. V'atim mishum entsuye hadov v'bol demachloikis ani mafter v'yata tavlof ne'atevom. The demachloikis in that one guy will say, I'll say the after and you go daven. The other guy says, no, I want to do both. So the Bimachlaikis says, therefore we make up a minute that the one that says Daftarim, he's the one to daven. There shouldn't be any Machlaikis. My Binayu, what's the difference? Ike Binayu Diyavad Bechinim. In the case, Shadrashi, that the Shliach Tzibur does not get paid. Shadrashi Abo, Lavo, Lefnei Ateve, and Amit Oschar. Where nobody gets paid for being the Shliach Tzibur. In such a case, there nobody's going to have a fight. It's this way people fight to daven because they get paid for it. The guy wants to make some money. So in the shul where they pay money, then there'll be fights. Who has to daven? So therefore it's a tekona not to have any fights. Let the one that have maftir daven. Mashiach Rivitz Mishum Kovoid, that even though in a case where they don't pay the Shliach Tzibur, so then there's not going to be any fights, Mishum Kvoido, there's still an Indian to be Mechaba, the one that has Maftir, and still let him daven Musaf. Tanan, we're going to now Mishnah, Fimor Yekotan, let's say the person that read the Haftarah was a Kotan, is Oviv or Rabbi over in Ayodo. We let his father or his Rebbe daven instead of him. They come over to be the Shlech Tzibur instead of him. The Kasha is like this. Iyamrit, if you're going to tell me, Mishum Nitzuyei, if you tell me now the reason why we let the one that say Haftarah, he should daven, so that nobody should come to fight. Kotan banet suyuhu. Is the Kotan going to come to fight? Like, what's the fight about a Kotan? He knows he can't be a Tzibur anyway. So there's no fighting about this. So maybe we should not give it to his father or to his Rebbe to daven instead of him. So Chur should be a Raya, Soni Mishum Kovod, when you're going to give respect back to the person that daven Musaf, that said the Haftarah. For the Gemara is so Ella Mai, what do you want to say? What is the reason why we let the Maftir daven? Mishum Kovod, because we want to give him back respect, like Rashi says. Since he did something that's so respectful, we want to give him back respect. If so, Kotin Bar Kovod, can you ask the same question? Is the Kotin a person that wants to have respect back? Like he doesn't know about the sin of Kovod yet. He didn't know about Kovod yet, the Kotin. So there's no way to give him back respect. So Morris says, Aliika Kovod Oviv Kovod Rabbi. What you have to say is that since the Kotin did this, we want to give respect back,